Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
If you're a good American, you'll turn your friends and family in to the federal government. That's what the Biden administration is preparing to ask Americans to do, to report potentially, quote unquote, radicalized friends and family. Yep, from Breitbart, President Joe Biden's administration announced their plans to create ways for Americans to report radicalized friends and family to the government in an effort to fight domestic terrorism. Folks, to the average ABC, CBS, CNN viewer, anyone who listens to talk radio will fit this bill. They will sound radicalized to those who don't get real news and don't fully understand what's going on in this country, which is about half the country, your liberal friends and family members. But here's what's really scary. It's part of Joe Biden's new war on terror. Yes, the Biden administration actually used those words. It's a war on domestic terror, i.e. a war on you. It will be fought by the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and the Department of Justice. They'll get $100 million in Joe's plan to crack down on you, to partner with local police departments. Remember when I told you this was coming in January? To crack down on local police departments. What the money will do is attach these agents to local police departments, and they will begin background checking, not for criminal history or, you know, terrorist organization membership. No, for extremism. Every law enforcement officer in the country. I'll get to that in a few minutes, because something else is becoming very clear. To get this ungodly amount of power, it appears the FBI and, yes, the Department of Justice astroturfed January 6th. In addition to making complete and total lies about how Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died, and even going so far as to indict innocent protesters in his death, while the FBI and the Department of Justice knew the whole time Capitol Officer Sicknick died of natural causes, that was bad enough. It was the astroturfing of the violence. But what if the actual attack, the small part that was violent, was astroturfed by the FBI too? Sure starting to look that way. Here's the new emerging evidence. As Tucker Carlson rightly pointed out on his show, it is bizarre that 14 hours of videotape of what went on inside the Capitol have never been released by the FBI or the DOJ. Now we may know why. Take a listen to the key part of Tucker's monologue on this last night.
We know that the government is hiding the identity of many law enforcement officers who were present at the Capitol on January 6th, not just the one who killed Ashley Babbitt. According to the government's own court filings, those law enforcement officers participated in the riot, sometimes in violent ways. We know that because, without fail, the government has thrown the book at most people who were present in the Capitol on January 6th. There was a nationwide dragnet to find them, and many of them are still in solitary confinement tonight. But strangely, some of the key people who participated on January 6th have not been charged. Look at the documents. The government calls those people unindicted co-conspirators. What does that mean? Well, it means that in potentially every single case, they were FBI operatives. Really? In the Capitol on January 6th. For example, one of those unindicted co-conspirators is someone government documents identify only as person two. According to those documents, person two stayed in the same hotel room as a man called Thomas Caldwell, an insurrectionist, a man alleged to be a member of the group, the Oath Keepers. Person two also, quote, stormed the barricades at the Capitol on January 6th alongside Thomas Caldwell. The government's indictments further indicate that Caldwell, who, by the way, is a 65-year-old man, this dangerous insurrectionist, was led to believe there would be a, quote, quick reaction force also participating on January 6th. That quick reaction force, Caldwell was told, would be led by someone called Person 3, who had a hotel room and an accomplice with him. But wait, here's the interesting thing. Person 2 and Person 3 were organizers of the riot. The government knows who they are, but the government has not charged them. Why is that? You know why. They were almost certainly working for the FBI. So FBI operatives were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, according to government documents. And those two are not alone. In all, Revolver News reported that there are, quote, upwards of 20 unindicted co-conspirators in the Oath Keeper indictments, all playing various roles in the conspiracy, who have not been charged for virtually the exact same activities, and in some cases, much, much more severe activities as those named alongside them in the indictments. Huh? So it turns out that this white supremacist insurrection was, again, by the government's own admission in these documents, organized at least in part by government agents. Are you shocked? We're shocked. We shouldn't be shocked. Because in March, the FBI director admitted that the Bureau is infiltrating as many dissident groups that oppose the regime as it possibly can.
There must be moments where you think, if we would have known, if we could have infiltrated this group or found out what they were doing. And that, do you have those moments?
So anytime there's an attack, especially one that's this horrific, that strikes right at the heart of our system of government, right at the time the transfer of power is being discussed, you can be darn tootin' that we are focused very, very hard on how can we get better sources, better information, better analysis, so that we can make sure that something like what happened on January 6th never happens again.
But wait a second. There's a huge difference between using an informant to find out what a group you find threatening might do and paying people to help organize a violent action, which is what happened, apparently, according to government documents, on January 6th. That's a line, and the FBI has crossed it.
And that's not all that's emerging. It appears that the Capitol Police may have been given orders to let the protesters into the building, and maybe, even in some cases, to wave them in. Like, come on, here you go. That and the incredible new powers Biden is grabbing in order to squelch your speech, spy on you, and harass you if your politics is wrong. Next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The federal government may be hiding 14 hours of videotape inside the Capitol from the American people, but we still have the video that people took on their cell phones. There's six that I've seen, including my personal favorite, where a black Capitol police officer removes the barriers to the Capitol and then waves the people in. In much the same way, an officer who's doing traffic duty on a road waves you on. Come on, your time to drive now. Come on, drive on through. I'm sorry, but that gave me the impression that I was supposed to go inside, that I was welcome. One of the most suspicious of these videos, can't show you because this is a podcast, but I'll play it for you. Remember Buffalo Guy and his friends, the ones who actually breached the congressional area? Here's a video recording of them standing around inside the Capitol with a bunch of police officers. Capitol police officers. Not only are they not asked to leave or harassed by the police in any way, the police cut a deal with them. They can stay as long as they're peaceful. And then Buffalo turns around and tells that to his followers. Take a listen. And you'll understand why the DOJ and FBI haven't released even 10 minutes of this video inside the Capitol. In this first part of the video, Capitol police officers are standing peacefully by inside the Capitol, not only not asking the front flank to leave, but standing by as they announce to their friends, who are also standing around peacefully, that they're going to be allowed to protest to Congress. Take a listen.
Listen up. The police here are willing to work with us and cooperate peacefully, like our First Amendment allows. Gather more Americans under the condition that they will come and gather peacefully to discuss what needs to be done to save our country.
Just to make sure everybody's clear, there's the second clip from the video. Still standing there, peacefully side by side with Capitol Police, where the Capitol Police officer makes clear they can stay. And then the leader of the group turns around and reiterates that.
You understand?
Yes.
Show us no attacking, no assault. Remain calm.
We're not going to assault. We're going to be heard. Everybody, this must be peaceful.
This has to be peaceful. We have the right to peacefully assemble.
But how'd they get in the building in the first place? We've all seen the online video now of Capitol Police waving them in, removing the barriers. Senator Ron Johnson shed some light on that earlier this week. He was able to use his committee minority status to get a hold of some of the hours of this video. His staff analyzed it for one West Side entrance. This is Senator Ron Johnson on the Mark Levin Show.
I have my staff going and reviewing the relevant parts of the 14 hours worth of surveillance, and we're finding out some pretty interesting things.
Can you tell us some of the things you're finding out? I think some of what we saw was that Capitol Police were allowing people to come in to the building.
Well, to that point, on Thursday, I wrote a letter to the acting chief of police, Ms. Pittman, and asking her to further describe what we witnessed at the West Terrace doorway that basically was opened from the inside by people exiting the building. Once it was opened, we counted up to about 309 people entering that that door. And, I think five police officers met them. There was no violence that we could tell. But that's about how about 38% of the approximately 800 people entered the Capitol. No confrontation. They just basically walked through the door.
Wait, what? FBI agents secretly leading violent flanks, 20 of them? Capitol officers waving people in? Folks, you got to understand, if you've ever worked at the Capitol, and I have, you can't enter that building. I mean, you're not allowed to. They don't wave you in and, come on, just cut through this way. That never happens. Try to bypass the metal detector, you're going to end up on your face with a cop on top of you. Nobody does this, but they did that day. And that's why Senator Ron Johnson has demanded to interview the officers involved. Specifically, he wants to find out who gave the orders to let these people in. No doubt most of them were victims, thinking it was fine to go in. The officer said so. Now contrast that with the public display of absolute thuggery by the FBI. As reported this week by the UK Daily Mail, the FBI, in just one of many raids they've done like this all over the country, sent a SWAT team of 20 agents on Friday, that would be June 11th, to the Hollywood home, a actual Hollywood actor, Siaka Massakoi. He's in L.A. He's actually black and was viciously beaten by Antifa at another protest. Anyway, they sent the agents at 6 a.m. to kick his door in for the crime of being illegally present at the Capitol. Remember how 40% of the people got there. They walked through the door and police let them walk right by. Or was he part of the crowd that cut a deal with Capitol officers to just stay put and go about their business? What's this all about, folks? It's theater to justify the new domestic war on terror, and the incredible expansion of the powers of the FBI, the DOJ, Department of Homeland Security, to terrorize people. $100 million in funding in the new Biden domestic terror plan that cites only January 6th as a reason to do it. The FBI will become involved at the local level, purging police departments. Any department that accepts the money will have to let them background check for political extremism. Anybody on the force. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security will become embedded in our communities, right there for your friends and family when you turn them in, just as the plan suggests that I opened the show with today. But this new domestic terror combat plan of Biden's is even worse. They are announcing partnerships with social media to stop the spread of so-called misinformation and dangerous political ideologies. That'd be anybody who supported Trump. Remember the previous crackdowns by social media? Every one of them were true stories that made the Bidens look bad. I can't imagine what round two, as part of a domestic terror crackdown plan, will look like. Especially not with good card-carrying liberals asked to turn in their family and friends if they suspect they're tilting towards so-called extremist views. Here's what else Joe Biden's terrifying domestic terror plan says. Quote, every component of the government has a role to play in rooting out racism and bigotry and advancing equity for all Americans. I'm sorry, everybody hates racism and bigotry. They're repugnant, but they're also protected speech. And besides, we all know racism and bigotry is any criticism of Black Lives Matters or Antifa's violence, as defined by the left. Anyway, every component of the government will have a role to play in rooting out racism and bigotry. The U.S. government, it says, in close partnership with civil society, will address the long-term contributors that are responsible for too much of today's domestic terrorism. Nowhere in the document does it quantify what the domestic terrorism is, specifically what attacks it involves beyond January 6th, how many of them there are, or even what groups are involved. That's because there aren't any. I mean, besides the FBI. The $100 million in new resources for the DOJ, FBI, and DHS will be used in part to, quote, do employee screening to enhance methods for identifying domestic terrorists who might pose insider threats, and ensure domestic terrorists are not employed within our military or law enforcement ranks. Ah, there we go. Whistleblowers in the military have warned these efforts to combat extremism. I'm reading from PJ Media right now. Have pushed critical race theory and demonized white people in various training materials used for extremism training, have pitted service members against each other and suggest that conservative and religious views are dangerous. So what are you looking at here, folks? Simple. The Democrat Party owes the FBI. They framed Trump, lied about it. One of them even got criminally convicted. They owe the FBI. And what the FBI wants is power. Ultimate power. The power to politically persecute. So does the DHS. And the Democrats are giving it to them. Using January 6th, which every day looks more and more like a fake astroturfed event, to get the power to do it. And you, and me, and people who are truly informed and spread real information are its targets.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.